two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're glad you're here. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan along for the ride with you if you're in the car. It's scattered cloudiness now, 51 degrees. KSL's top story, no new deaths from coronavirus today, but we have a report of 172 more cases since yesterday. We're now at 1,246. 24,000 Utahns have been tested. Meantime, Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall took to Twitter today, answering questions in a town hall about COVID-19. She's echoing a message she's shared before about what the state should do about the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has details.
One of the most common questions Mendenhall got was about her support for a statewide stay-at-home order. Some people say it would hurt them even more economically, and rural Utahns say not many people there have coronavirus. But the mayor tweeted, "You can't put a price on human life. Flatten the curve measures are about saving lives, period." She called the Salt Lake community resilient, but said it would take federal, state, and city leaders working together to get our economy back. Though any decisions made here will be based on the latest data from the Salt Lake County Health Department. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And federal agents say scammers are trying to take advantage of your fears. They're telling Utahns to be on the lookout for fake cures and stockpiles of supplies that don't really exist. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with that.
It's not just patients being targeted by scammers, it's doctors too. Supervisory Special Agent Drew Scown says they've seen claims across the country of fraudsters telling doctors they have a stockpile of supplies like masks and ventilators. Scown says if somebody is approached by somebody they don't know and told they have a mass quantity of supplies, that's a big red flag. Another one is where there are always new excuses as to why they can't deliver those supplies to you.
FBI agents say they don't normally look into claims of price gouging, but they still want to be called if you see it happening. KSL News Time 5:32, a man told a police officer he had coronavirus, then coughed on the cop. Todd Fuchs has what happened next.
Jeff, West Jordan police arrested him, his name Anderson Bill, on suspicion of making a terrorist threat. Police say Bill had drug paraphernalia on him and was intoxicated. Police originally approached Anderson because he nearly hit an officer because he was crossing a street in dark clothing outside of a crosswalk in a dimly lit area. The lack of ventilators causing grave concern in the hardest hit states. Maria Chaleos with more live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, a critical jump in cases since yesterday in both New York and California, highlighting the lack of equipment needed for patients. California Governor Gavin Newsom says his state is not relying on ventilators coming from the national stockpile.
We haven't received one ventilator yet, and I don't anticipate anytime soon that we'll get those vents. But rather than rolling over, rather than complaining about that, we're going out and we are securing new ventilators and we're refurbishing ventilators.
In New York, the governor is asking companies to step up and begin manufacturing much-needed supplies. The Supreme Court is postponing arguments scheduled for April. The announcement means a total of 20 arguments, including fights over subpoenas for President Trump's financial records, have now been postponed. Judges in Kentucky have begun ordering ankle monitors for coronavirus patients who refuse to stay home. So far, corrections officers have hooked up 4 people on the monitoring devices. And Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is thanking schools, churches, and restaurants who are donating goods for the police department, including Girl Scout cookies and drinks.
Sometimes a cookie and a cup of coffee can make all the world of difference.
Lightfoot is also thanking public and private schools for donating disinfecting wipes to clean police squad cars and police facilities. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. The race for Congress in Utah's 1st District has made history. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Kaysville Mayor Katie Witt has made it on the Republican primary ballot, becoming the first woman in the history of the district to qualify for the contest. She's met the 7,000 signature requirement. Davis County Commissioner Bob Stevenson has too. The seat is currently held by outgoing Congressman and Lieutenant Governor candidate Rob Bishop. The race is crowded with 12 Republicans and 2 Democrats running. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
3 13-year-olds were taken to the hospital this morning after taking a car for a joyride and crashing. West Jordan Police Lieutenant Dean Waters says one of the teens took the car from a relative, and they were speeding when they lost control around 7,000 South and 3,000 West.
There's some great big boulders, decorative boulders along there, and they slid sideways into the boulders, and the car rolled and caught fire.
Two boys were able to get out of the car on their own. A South Salt Lake officer was nearby and helped the third boy out. One of the boys was taken to Primary Children's in serious condition, while the others were treated at Jordan Valley Hospital. KSL News Time is 5:35.
And a check on traffic now. We'll turn to Ricky Meese. Just another non-rush hour?
Yeah, for the Valley freeways. But we have had something pop up on I-215's west belt. It's going northbound, approaching 3500 south. It looks like it's getting cleared out of the way. What's left of the emergency vehicles is over to the left shoulder, and the delays it was causing is starting to clear out. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, we're taking it to the streets with my minute of news. It's next on KSL News Radio. It's 535.